The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. Department of Energy's Argonne National Laboratory is known historically as an important nuclear research center. But as VOA's Kane Faribault reports, a critical present-day mission at the suburban Chicago facility is using some of the world's most sophisticated technology to combat COVID-19.
It takes a big building to house a mighty machine like the Advanced Photon Source, or APS, which gives researchers at Argonne National Laboratory a microscopic view of the front line of the war against COVID-19. The goal is to aid the scientific community's frantic scramble for an effective COVID-19 vaccine and drugs to treat those who contract it. To do so, Stephen Streifer and a team of hundreds are using the APS to decode COVID-19 proteins.
Those proteins are what makes the virus function. And if we can interrupt the function of those proteins, then we can create drugs that can treat the infection.
The APS is one weapon in Argonne's arsenal in the pandemic battle. Another is one of the most powerful supercomputers in the world, Theta.
What we can do with the supercomputers is we can screen 4 billion drug compounds to see if they have any effect on the virus, and do that in a matter of weeks. To do that without the supercomputers would literally take you years.
While Theta is running those calculations, computer modelers are also using the machine to anticipate the spread of COVID-19.
Where, for a given set of assumptions, we project what the future would be for the progression of COVID-19.
Charles Makel, a senior systems engineer, says the detailed information Theta provides underscores the importance of simple but highly effective things everyone can do to curb the spread of the virus.
The single most important thing that we've identified is the importance of people to adhere to protective behaviors, things like wearing masks, social distancing, washing hands.
Argonne's Stephen Streifer says research conducted at the facility has helped guide decision makers in Illinois over when to impose restrictions and how to safely reopen the state's economy.
So we're providing information directly to the governor's task force. We're also working very closely with the city of Chicago as one of our major partners so that they're using that information to develop policies that we hope will help and get us back to a state where we're doing the right things to keep people safe, but doing it in a way which is minimally disruptive to the economy.
Kane Faribault, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.
This has been Time for Technology. Make sure you join us next week for another edition. I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.